the Ulster plantation was a colossal operation. This involved no fewer than 6 counties of Ulster and millions of acres. And it was the biggest of its kind, I would say, ever in Western Europe.
I'm standing beside the River Bann at Portadown in County Armagh. Some boys are fishing, you can hear them over there. Spring sunshine is silvering the water. It's a keen wind. It's a slightly scruffy waterway with traffic thrashing over the road bridge into the little market town's high street. Today's Friday and it's market day. Portadown is packed as it has been on market days for centuries. But the town also has a less friendly reputation. Recently it's been the location for terrible sectarian conflict. Drumcree isn't far from here. And 360 years ago, in 1641, Portadown and the River Bann here was the site of one of the worst massacres in Irish history. The massacre at Portadown in 1641 was in some senses the end point of a story that had begun 50 or so years previously. It's a story of fluctuating power, in which powerlessness never belonged entirely to one side or the other. A story of warring factions, of local power struggles, and above all, of colonisation by Britain. Because the people whose voices we're straining to hear today are those of the ordinary Irish tenant farmer and his family. At the end of